WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is Wendy Wasserstein, who along with Beth Henley, Tina Howe, and Marsha Norman, is one of the leading women playwrights making her mark in the theater today. Wasserstein writes comedies about her generation of educated women faced with choices about career, family, and relationships. She had a successful off-Broadway run with her play Isn't It Romantic, which told the story of two women trying to balance their lives between work, love, and the expectations of their parents. Wasserstein's new comedy, Drive, She Said, was written for the PBS television series Trying Times. It stars Terry Garr as an art history professor who is dumped by her snobbish boyfriend because she doesn't know how to drive a car.
I enjoyed our time together. But I've met someone else.
What?
I've met the woman who makes me whole. See, we never would have worked out. She loves cars. She adores them. She gets in and out of them for a living.
What, is she a car salesperson?
No, she's an actress.
She's an actress. What does she do? Play Hedda Gabler getting in and out of cars?
She's the girl on the Dukes of Hazzard. I like you, Robin, but you're stuck in this academic world of Fabergé eggs and takeout Chinese. You refuse to move forward. You won't even learn to drive.
Wendy Wasserstein, do you know how to drive?
I do, but I just learned a year ago. It took me 2 years to learn. But I'm very proud of that.
Why did you write your Trying Times episode about learning to drive?
Well, because the producer, John Denny, came to me and said, we want an episode about some difficulty in modern times. And I guess I was approached with the project right after I had learned to drive. And it was such a huge thing to me. I mean, for me, getting a license, I think, is like for other people graduating medical school. It was really a trauma. So
why was it such a big deal?
Well, I grew up in Manhattan and I never had to drive. And even when I went away to college, I would hitchhike or take buses. It was just something I never thought I would do. And I started learning when I was 35. So it seemed sort of this deliberate choice. It became metaphorical to me.
Did you go to a driving school or learn from a friend, family?
No, I'm a graduate of the Taggart School of Driving, and I studied with Alma Rivera, was my driving instructress. So...
Did you ever say to yourself, I can write hit plays, but I can't parallel park?
No, I just became very impressed with everyone who could parallel park. Because I thought, in a way, in life, it's nice to write plays, but you're really called upon to parallel park more often.
The premise of the Trying Times series is the kind of small traumas that people experience. Was it liberating in any way to have to choose a theme that doesn't have big issues, that isn't very profound?
Absolutely. It really was. I mean, sometimes you write things that is just a nice small piece, and especially because I write plays, and that tends to be on larger issues, and sometimes you just want to do something nice. I mean, actually, you see that a lot in painting. You see, you know, someone who's done a sketch or, you know, just a little work between works that's well crafted. And I think it's important that that be done more in writing, too, because it keeps your craft alive. It keeps, you know, keeps it moving and refined.
You were in college at the height of the counterculture and at the beginning of the modern wave of feminism. When you started writing, did you ever have trouble finding themes that reflected your generation's values and that also reflected your perspective as a woman?
That's what I've tried to write about. I've tried to sort of, in an almost sociological way, try to touch on that. I just wrote a play. In fact, my new play is about the women's movement in some way or changes over the past 25 years. But it's just that I try to do it comedically because I think it's a way of taking people in a sense, or having them listen.
So what are some of the issues you get to in your new play?
Well, just about how a political movement can affect someone's life personally. And those changes about, and how seriously one takes these things, that they are in fact very serious.
So instead of the personal is political, this is the political is personal.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Your first play, Uncommon Women, was about a group of women having their first reunion since graduating from a prestigious women's college, Mount Holyoke. Was that based on your experiences in college?
Yeah, I'm a graduate of Mount Holyoke. I tend to use whatever's happened to me. It's like driving. So, yes, it was. I mean, it's not specifically me and my friends, but it was certainly, you know, my experiences at Holyoke and being in a girls' school and being in the middle of the wilderness with all these girls dressed in hostess gowns. So it's pretty strange.
Why did you go to a women's college?
Oh, gosh. Well, I went to a woman's high school, too. Those other schools like Yale and Dartmouth were not co-ed at the time, and a part of me thought, oh, if I go to this prestigious college, then my parents will be happy with me forever. But I think that was a false assumption. When I went up there, it seemed special, and I've always been attracted to places and things that seem sort of special or a little unique.
Are you glad that you did?
Yes, I am, actually. In retrospect, I'm actually a believer in female education, oddly enough, because I was so unhappy there. But I do believe in it. I like my friends from there a lot, which is what, in a way, Uncommon Women is about. And I think, just like what we were saying before, the political is personal. In a place like that, you're not told, oh, you're a woman and therefore you're great. There are assumptions, very basic underlying assumptions that I think are very important. I mean, I think partially I'm a writer because of that experience, because there was a basic confidence in one's own voice.
The women in your play Uncommon Women have to take sessions in gracious living
yes.
where they learn how to sip tea and be a proper guest or a proper hostess.
Right.
Did you have to take those?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, that's what was so strange, because I seem more like someone who went to Hunter High School in New York or something. This was every Wednesday and Sunday we had to wear dresses and have tea with the house mother in the living room. It was so bizarre. And I know how to get in and out of a taxi and like cross my legs in the right way. I never do it, but I know how.
I think a theme that runs through several of your plays is women trying to figure out what kind of lives they want to live,
uh-huh.
what kind of adults they want to be. Was that difficult for you to figure out when you got out of college? Did you flounder around for a while trying to figure out what you wanted to do with your life?
It still is. I don't think it's over. I wish I could tell you yes, and I figured it out, and I'm marvelously happy. I mean, I think that it's something that goes on for a long time. My elder sister is 50 and is quite an interesting woman, and she's still, you know, grappling with these things. My mother still is. I think that there are a lot of choices and there are a lot of definitions. And especially with women, we're given a different definition every 4 years. So 4 years ago, we were told to have it all. And now we're told to be, I think we're beginning to be told to become wonderful mothers again. I get that sense. So I think, yes, I'm someone who's still grappling with that.
Did you know early on that you wanted to be a playwright or to write?
I love the theater. I mean, I love going into a room and the lights come down and people, and it's just very exciting to me. And so the thought that you could do that with your life and someone paid you for it seemed extraordinary to me. No, I didn't always know that. When I was in college, I applied to law school and business school, and I went to the Yale School of Drama only because I got in, and I thought, well, I have a shot at doing what seems interesting, and let's see what happens.
But you were prepared to not get in, and you were prepared to not actually make it in theater and be a lawyer instead.
Oh, I sent a deposit to the Columbia Business School. My picture was in the handbook. And when Isn't It Romantic was running, the very nice dean wrote me a note and said, oh, I loved your play, and I think you made the right choice, but if ever you change your mind, and I've held on to that letter. So
you're not still planning on changing your mind, are you?
No, I don't think so, but I thought, well, no, not especially today. Business doesn't look so good. I might be better off telling jokes on CBS. I don't know.
Can I ask you a practical question about playwriting?
Go ahead.
You can only write so many plays, and
that's
people
right.
tend to not churn them out. And there's mm-hmm. only a certain number of stages that can put on plays.
Uh-huh.
What do you do in between plays to make a living?
Well, darling, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I can tell you that. And neither is public television. So you have to do something else. So a lot of people write film. I write screenplays, television. I also write for a magazine called New York Woman, and I have a column in there, which is terrific for me. So I think some people teach. You get grants. There are different ways, really. It depends.
One last thing. Uh-huh. You told us at the beginning of the interview that you wrote Drive, She Said, mm-hmm. because you had recently learned how to drive, and there were so many troubles associated with that. It was such a trauma for you.
Oh, awful.
Well, now that you have your driver's license, you're still living in New York. Do you have much occasion to drive?
I have to rent a car on Saturday to drive to Vermont, and I'm already having an anxiety attack about it. I don't think I've really gotten a hold of it yet, so...
What's the problem? Is it driving or actually renting the car?
No, I can rent the car. It's merging lanes. That I can't get on the highway and merge the lane. I just can't do it. So,
well, have a good trip.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Wendy Wasserstein wrote Drive, she said, the second program in the new PBS comedy series Trying Times.